This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. We are the home for the next 10 days of the SOCOM Wounded Warrior Games, and it's a great place to be for that length of time, as well as the rest of the year, as we broadcast to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and the mechanics, too, keeping things running, those construction workers, and don't forget about the bulk mail centers keeping your mail coming too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there, and be glad that you can save some money with some of the stuff that's there, as well as find out some very interesting information. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, something that most of the progressive left liberal socialists don't want you to even remember anymore. Well, Mr. Ron, we have an interesting situation in America right now. First of all, we do have breaking news coming out of the Middle East. Iran, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, has shot down a full-size Navy drone 17 miles out in the Straits of Hormuz, flying at a high altitude. They obviously used the new S-400 missile system to shoot it down. Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces have taken credit for doing that. What do you think will happen next?
Probably not very much, but I don't agree with that course of action. If the drone, which I believe, as I read, it was in international waters, I don't think that Tehran was right or correct in going after and shooting that drone down. And I think because of the mentality of the people that run Iran, something has to occur, because when you're attacked by people of that ilk and there is no retaliation whatsoever,
they're going to keep doing it.
They look at it almost as they look at it as weakness, and they laugh about it, and then that just emboldens them. And so I understand, you know, there are a lot of people who are saying we should basically grab our ankles and do nothing. You have Tucker Carlson and many others saying don't do anything.
Well, that's not going to happen. I was on a conference call the other day with Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina. I cannot tell you all of the conversation because some of it was set off the record, but I will assure you this. We are not going to just grab our ankles and sit there and do nothing. There is a plan in place. There's going to be a limited surgical retaliation done against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, just like Ronald Reagan did years ago. Mark my words.
And the other reason why is because a lot of people think that, you know, because, you know, Japan wasn't exactly jumping up and down angry over their oil tanker situation. Well, Japan is a sovereign nation.
Yep.
And if they don't mind grabbing their ankles and, you know, and they think that's the way to get along with Iran, that's their business. But when it comes to our particular materials, whether it's our drone, whether it's a ship or whatever, I think there should be retaliation.
Yep.
And, you know, that's...
Okay.
Iran.
All right. I want you to think about something. We've got this congressional committee. Sheila Jackson Lee is the chairwoman of it in the House, and they're talking about reparations for blacks. Now, let me just state a fact, a clear and present fact. The United States government did not ever own slaves. Republicans did not ever own slaves. Democrats did. In fact, they were the party of slavery. That's what started the Civil War. And Democrats passed and enforced the Jim Crow laws that we hear about. Democrats founded the KKK that we know about. Slavery ended 150 years ago legally and lasted after America became a country for 78 years because of the Democrats. Now, to pay for reparations, do you suppose the Democrats are going to sue themselves?
No, of course not. But I think that if anyone is to pay, the Democrats should be cornered and forced to pay not just for slavery, but they should be paid for mental damages. It is Democrats who took over urban communities in the United States of America and the government schools, which has destroyed the thinking capacities of generations of black Americans, and they're now even working on the white ones. But since this is about reparations and all of that with blacks, it is asinine.
Did you hear about Cory Booker?
I've heard about the Spartan.
Cory Booker has asked him, asked Joe Biden to apologize for his racial statements back when he was hanging around with Strom Thurmond and Robert, whatever his name was, the Grand Wizard of West Virginia.
Well, Cory Booker and the other complainers, they're either too stupid to understand the one logical point that Joe Biden was making, or they are purposely just stirring the pot. He talked about a time when people across the aisle could work together on important issues. A better example would have been Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill,
sure,
in my opinion. But I got the point. You know, for once Joe Biden said something logical, you know, I agree with his point.
All right, got to run. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook. And in the words of our good friend Flip, Ron Edwards. And by the way, I did not forget the rollback drivers. I include them with the truck drivers. Flip. All righty, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss, M-A-U-S Family Automotive, where you pay nothing down with no payments for 6 months right now with your approved credit. And don't forget that all of the Moss Family Automotive dealers offer you, you serve, you save. Now, that means that all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, save a ton of money. So, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, familyautomotive.com. Find out what it is you can save money on, used or certified pre-owned or brand new to boot. And don't forget about Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, too. And if you need a vehicle repaired, consider taking it over to Moss Family Automotive. They got a great repair shop. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, too. If you're interested in buying a vehicle, you get an extra $500 off the price of the vehicle. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Want to mention right now that we have the Elizabeth Warren fan club chiming in. I did get a little message a little while ago because I mentioned this in the first hour with Kyle Warren, that Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren backs decriminalizing all of the jobs related with sex, whatever it might happen to be, whether they're a prostitute, whether or not they're in a massage parlor or whatnot. And that means, I guess, we're going to have these brothels set up at different intersections and crossroads across the country.
Well, considering the attitude and the things that have been going on and related to the sex trade, I just find it appalling, not surprising, but appalling that she would support that industry. In a statement tweeted by the Washington Post, she said that like all workers deserve autonomy, but they are particularly vulnerable to physical and financial abuse and hardship. What our society should be working towards is not decriminalizing such activities, but rather improving opportunities for all people and improving education and also improving moral attitudes in our country to upgrade the activities of people rather than building our nation down in that direction.
Well, morality starts in the home, Ron. It's not the job of government.
I understand, but that's what, you know, government also reflects what was taught in the home. And, you know, everyone in government once grew up in the home. You're right. But at the same time, that's why I'm saying that we have to adopt a higher moral code. We have to also adopt a better education system in our country so that people are more inclined.
Do you think the education system needs to go back to the highest local authority?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, I think so, too.
Got to break that stuff up. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Now let's talk about Mexico, your favorite place to visit. And Olé, ándale, ándale. But anyway, Mexico has ratified on their end the USMCA. Now the U.S. Senate needs to do the same thing.
Well, this is living proof that when you deal with nations such as Mexico from a position of strength, you're going to get a modicum of respect. And that is the only reason why Mexico ratified this agreement. Now, on the other hand, a worse problem we have is our Congress, which seems to be a bigger enemy to U.S. policies and than Mexico or Canada. And that's the problem. Congress needs to step up and do their job that they were elected to do and ratify this agreement, which is good. Remember, at the time, people thought that, oh, boy, he couldn't even do that. Trump doesn't have the ability to persuade them to walk away from NAFTA. Well, he did, and here we are.
All right, hang on a minute. We got breaking news coming in again. God, this is getting to be, I'm really getting disturbed by this. Another police officer has been shot and killed in an ambush of a rookie police officer who opened up fire on her and other officers in Sacramento, California, killed a 26-year-old police rookie. The cops went in to try to rescue her and get her out so they could save her life. They came under gunfire. They were pinned down. She graduated from the academy in 2017. This is a domestic disturbance call. The shots are still being fired as we speak at this time. It is a standoff going on. SWAT is there, but in the meantime, another police officer has died. We just lost two in the last 24 hours in Wisconsin, one run down by a car, one shot at a robbery gone bad at a tavern, and now this officer here, that's three in the last 2 days. That's three too many.
Well, we have this is part of that moral decline that I'm talking about. People do not respect authority, and at the same time, cops are not allowed to bear down on criminals the way they should. And so now you have a criminal element in our society that feels very emboldened and empowered, and this is what you're seeing right now.
Now, California, correct me if I'm wrong, they actually made it very difficult for a police officer to pull a weapon, even if they are being fired at.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they made it very difficult in California. If I was a cop in California, I think I'd go arrest some of the politicians that are putting their lives in danger.
There you go.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to, but the people keep voting these enemies from within into office who legislate against us.
All right, let's talk about China, because the president of China, Mr. Pai, is currently in North Korea. That's the first time that's happened in many, many, many years, maybe the first time ever. And they're sitting behind closed doors talking about what?
Probably us, the United States, and what to do about Trump. I think they're strategizing, and I wouldn't trust them any more than I could trust a snake. I think we need to continue to build our military situation up and deal from a position of strength. That's the only avenue we have.
Mm. Now, former President Barack Obama is, I guess you'd call it, he's been on a world tour. Yeah, he keeps popping up, and he keeps mentioning things, and it's kind of like we have a shadow government between him and Biden and, Hillary Clinton, and some of the comments we keep hearing, David Axelrod, I mean, George Stephanopoulos. I mean, these people are now in the media, for God's sake.
Yeah, and John Kerry is sneaking around, too. These people are trying to undermine the Trump administration's effort to reestablish the United States as a preeminent power in the world. And by the way, the United States as the preeminent power in the world is much, you know how the world stabilizes the stronger we are, especially economically. Well, Obama and all of these other folks that you mentioned are destabilizers.
Sure.
They have a different philosophical base. It's kind of related to people like Howard Piven and others who want to undermine this country. And this is all it's about. It's a mission of undermining Trump and the United States of America. These evil beasts should be, I don't know, if they're stepping, they're getting close to traitor, as far as I'm concerned. They're getting real close.
Well, you got to be careful when you use that word, because we don't call it that anymore.
Undermine.
But certainly sedition. Sedition is what they're doing. That's a little bit more easy to understand.
Sure.
That's when you go against the government that's in power and try to, start like a counter-government or whatnot, sedition. But anyway, and that's a brief layman's description in like 10 seconds.
Sure. So, okay, sedition, undermining, you have it. It's negative and it's wrong, and it's got to be dealt with.
Now, your thoughts about what we're seeing now with some of the legislation that they're trying to put through. There's a bunch of gun legislation that just makes no sense to anybody that's coming out now. They seem to forget that it's not the gun that causes the problem, the manufacturer being responsible for somebody being shot. It's the person with the weapon that maybe shouldn't have had it to begin with.
They know this, Captain. You know it. I know it. They know it also, but they don't care about that. That's not their mission. They don't give a darn about you or I. It is about using any means they think of to get rid of the guns. That's their mission. Remember, these people are on a mission to undermine us, undermine our inalienable rights, including the right of self-protection. And by doing so, that means they have to get rid of the guns by any means they deem necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are stupid enough to think that the gun can jump off the table and shoot you without without being picked up. You know, that's another problem. But these people that are trying to take the guns, they understand just like you do, but they're on a mission, and we have to stop that mission.
Yeah, let's certainly hope so, because it's not going to make any sense. And I will say this much, coming up after you, you might want to give a listen to our American independent conservative patriotic columnist, Brooke Emery, who comes on every other week on Thursdays right after you. She's going to be
cool. I like her.
Yeah, she's going to be on up next. You'll be able to hear something interesting. Friends, don't let friends vote Democrat.
Amen. I like that.
All right. We'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and coming up, Brooke Emery. And we look forward to talking to her and find out why friends don't let friends vote Democrat. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News.
EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding on whether to require plans to make limited efficiency upgrades. The state of New York says it will sue. Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communications director testified for 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu said Hicks didn't answer any questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It is ridiculous. There is no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge her immunity claim. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you do. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, the Thursday morning edition, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, where we now have the 2019 SOCOM Wounded Warrior Games going on. And if you get an opportunity, you want to go to those, they're free to attend, so just go and salute the military, these brave military men and women. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has got 185 locations besides it, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. They've got a great deal going on right now. We'll tell you more about that in the next segment. But Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. There's the website. Phone number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Find out more. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll save a bunch of money, and I'll tell you all about that after we get done talking to Brooke Emery, American conservative, independent, patriotic columnist. Hello.
Good morning.
Did you like that?
I loved it.
Okay, there you go. Now, I want to mention that, of course, you are home to a lot of different articles. Now, you just wrote an article, and the title alone will get people to pay attention. Friends Don't Let Friends Vote Democrat.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Well, where would you insult Joe Biden like that?
Oh, please. Slop and Joe? I mean, no, you know, it's, I was thinking about this. It's, I know people who are Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously I'm a conservative. I have drastic philosophical differences with the Democrat platform. But
well, that's because you're deplorable.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But JFK would have been a Tea Partier had he been alive now. I mean, the rising tide floats all boats,
yep.
Tax cuts. The modern left has gone, the modern Democrat Party has gone, like, left of Mao. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I don't know Joe Biden.
I don't know about him.
Well, he's trying to get reparations now because he's trying. By the way, Cory Booker yesterday says Joe Biden should apologize for all of those comments and all of those gatherings and meetings that he had with Robert Byrd, the former KKK yeah. Grand Wizard in West Virginia, and hanging around with Strom Thurmond. Well, Joe was just trying to hang around with the boys that had the power because he wanted some himself.
Well, the truth is that back in the day, if you were going to be a member of the Democrat Party, you had to hang around with the Klan.
Yeah.
They started it. The irony, not so ironic, because Al Sharpton is nothing but a race-hustling, disgusting pimp.
Yep.
But Al Sharpton, the Klan back in the day for Democrats would have been the Al Sharpton of today. Like, if you're a Democrat, white, black, purple, green, striped, mm-hmm. you have to go kiss the ring of Al Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is astonishing to me. But that was how the Klan was back in the day. But, you know, Hillary called Robert Byrd her mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Obama was palling around with Robert Byrd. Didn't seem... You can do anything if you're a Democrat.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And people don't realize, and they haven't paid attention to the facts of the matter when it comes to slavery and when it comes to yeah. all this reparation talk. The Democrats, what are they going to do? Sue themselves? They're the ones that started it. They're the ones that had the slaves, by the way. They are the ones that had the
exactly.
slaves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Did you watch Burgess Owens' speech?
No, I did not.
Well, let me tell you. There's a book he wrote, Burgess Owens, former NFL player, conservative. He wrote a book called Liberalism,
mm-hmm.
How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. I think that's an amazing book. The stats and the history, I tweet it out all the time, actually. I've tweeted it to Trump. I mean, I've tweeted it as far and wide as I can possibly find for anybody who will pay attention. It's an amazing book with amazing facts and tells the real hardcore truth. And it's not taught in history. The truth about the Democrat Party and about progressivism and the NAACP and what it did to the black community. Because before the Civil Rights Bill and before the Great Society legislation,
mm-hmm.
even though obviously the South was segregated racially, horrible situation, the upward mobility of the black community after Reconstruction was actually going in a positive direction. Then came along the Civil Rights Bill and the Democrats getting a hold of, you know, somehow or another directing the, you know, the voting of the black community and the LBJ bill. And ever since the stats have been going down.
Mm-hmm.
Family, unwed mother rate, education, all of those things have been going down ever since the Democrats got a hold of it.
Well, I know this much. Elizabeth Warren wants to kind of throw the gasoline on top of the fire. She wants to legalize a lot of the different jobs in the sex industry, if you will, including prostitution and massage parlors and that sort of thing. That's part of what she actually talked about. I don't know what planet she's living on, but you want to talk about liberal, they're going off the deep end.
They're going way off the deep end, and if anybody doesn't see it, there's only one reason that they're talking about all of this. You know, Obama had 8 years. If he wanted to introduce reparations, he's the first half-black president, he could have done it. He could have done so many things. There's an election in 17 months. So every other conversation, every other conversation about all of these issues is all superfluous mm-hmm. and secondary to the fact that there is an election, and that's the only reason they're talking about it.
Yeah, don't say months anymore. Say days. It's 502 days
yeah.
after today.
Yeah.
Yep, and we'll
502.
Count down. And we'll count down. Yeah, and we'll count down every day to go along there. It'll make it sound sooner.
There you go.
By the way, what did you think of the president's speech the other night?
Oh my God! I wish I were there. I could feel it through. I could feel it through the TV. The electricity was amazing. And I've been to, you know, I've been here to a couple speeches. I was one in Lakeland, and there really is nothing like a Trump rally.
I know.
Because the energy and the patriotism is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something so special. I mean, obviously we're Trump fans, but just in general, you know, I was talking with my sister. She hates politics. I don't think she's a fan of Trump, but she asked me, she says, are you going to the rally? And I said, no, but I said, it's amazing. And even you, someone who doesn't like politics, if you love this country, you would love it because it's just all kind of people that love the country.
You don't have to like Trump to go to a rally. You just
exactly.
have to like America. And when you listen
exactly.
to what's being said and how it's being said and the way that people are reacting. By the way, downtown Orlando, including what was in the arena the other night, within one square mile, had 130,000 people in it, and they weren't there to watch Joe Biden.
130 were there to watch Joe Biden.
Well, it was actually 85 at one and 185 at another. And we got more than that the other night at the Tampa Trump Club, so there you go.
I know. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I think the polling is suppression polling. That's what it is.
Latest poll that came out is from Pew Research, and they are so far to the left, it's not funny.
Yeah. And Quinnipiac. So
and tell me the last time they were relative. Tell me the last time those polls were relative.
Well,
like never?
Yeah, they're relative because they get paid to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you're getting a check, then you're relevant, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, my relative never did a poll, and I never asked him any of it.
They never polled me, you know? I mean, it's crazy.
I actually get called by the Gallup poll every now and then because I somehow or another
really?
Signed up for, yeah, I somehow signed up for something. So when they call me, I make sure I get my answer in.
Do you give it truthfully, or you do the opposite?
No, I do it truthfully.
Really?
I want them to know a truthful answer. I don't want, yeah, and I know some people rope them, some people give them a really ridiculous answer to try to do whatever. And that's being done on purpose, folks, some of these polls.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I know people that, I've heard people say, oh, I'll just give them the opposite so that it'll be a sigh up against them.
All right, so tell everybody how they can see your, and by the way, you are posting your articles now on the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page, is that right?
I will be.
You should be, and put it over on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I thought you were doing it, Matt.
No, I wait for you to do it because it looks better when you do it and I don't.
Will do. So I write a weekly column on, and hopefully I can get it out on Wednesday morning, but it comes out every Wednesday on AmericaOutloud.com. It is Brooke Says, S-A-Y-S, with the Gadsden flag. You can look at it, the yellow Gadsden flag. And I write on predominantly political issues as it relates to culture.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. And I want to say love for the troops and their families and our law enforcement and first responders. We're praying for you.
Yeah, we just lost another one, too, this morning. Okay,
Thanks, Burke. Okay, take care.
All right, yep. We just lost a rookie officer in Sacramento, California. Terrible situation, ambushed again, home dispute, domestic dispute. All right, I'll be right back with more. Final segment of the program coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Democrats cannot impeach President Trump because he is not guilty of any crimes. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, first there was the paid-for phony dossier trying to portray the Trump campaign as conspirators with Russia working to undermine the leftist Clinton campaign. The Democrat blame game continues to this day against President Trump, not because the president actually did something illegal. The Democrats do not have one positive accomplishment they can campaign on. So their goal is to kill the presidency of President Donald J. Trump via a never-ending string of false accusations. Democrats have obstructed against every good action taken by Trump, who was forced to go it alone when it comes to protecting our borders, economic issues, rebuilding the military, dealing with unfair international trade practices, and finally put American interest above that of the United Nations, etc. Democrats don't realize it, but they have literally given the Republicans political victory on a silver platter. Here's hoping the Republicans are smart enough to seize it. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live via AmericaMatters.us every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You just heard the Edwards Notebook, so there you go. And now it's time for our beach and boating forecast. Let's get her going. Friday. Today we'll have more of the same kind of weather we've been having, and that is that there'll be a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms during the course of the day. The winds start out of the southwest, light and variable. We'll have gusts later this afternoon to about 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe a higher gust or two in a thunderstorm later in the afternoon. Seas will start out 1 to 2 feet and then go to 2 to 3 with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature right now, 88 degrees. The bay water temperature, 87 degrees. Our high tide comes at 6:39 a.m. Our low tide at 8:56 a.m. So keep all that in mind for your activities going out on the waters today. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is quite a work in progress that's been going on for about the 3 years that we've been associated with them. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club will astound you. And they tell an amazing story. Freedom Boat Club has been growing by leaps and bounds. They started out with 10 ports. Now they're up to 24. They've expanded their operations. Same ownership, same founder, same people here in the Tampa Bay Freedom Boat Club. No changes have been made. The only changes are they are expanding. And, by the way, they do hire, and veterans get a priority when it comes to hiring. So if you're looking for a job, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com is a website, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. But in the meantime, at the Freedom Boat Club here, you have over 400 boats that you can choose from. We are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization, which expands to 185 locations across the country. 3 franchises in Canada, 2 in France. And the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay, currently with the 24 ports, has 2 more coming very soon. Now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee right now. Everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. That's a total of $1,500. And all you pay after that is a monthly fee. So load up your cooler. Bring your fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. Come on back, hand them the keys. You are done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Clubs across the country. All you got to do is go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Going to save you buku bucks of money by the current membership plan that they have. Now, you've heard me talking about the president and his speech that he gave over in Orlando. Some of you, unfortunately, that pay attention to CNN didn't get a chance to really see much of anything. You didn't get a chance to live that electricity that was going on. It's such a terrible thing that you weren't able to. Now, I will tell you this. Don't believe the polling that you see or hear that's going on unless you hear it from me or you hear it from somebody that you can trust. You cannot trust CNN. You cannot trust MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC. You can't trust them. You just can't. But listen to this from the campaign manager for Donald Trump, Brad Parscale.
I just think the country's too complex now just to call a couple hundred people and ask them what they think. There are so many ways and different people that are going to show up to vote now. The way turnout now works, the abilities that we have to turn out voters, the polling can't understand that. And that's why it was so wrong in 2016. It was 100% wrong. Nobody got it right.
Well, that's absolutely true. And by the way, they're not asking the right questions when they do the polling. For example, do you favor illegal immigration? Do you favor legalizing all the illegals that are in the country? How about putting that on a polling question and see what kind of an answer you get? I bet you it might shock some of the mainstream media folks. What do you think? What do you think? I bet it would. And, okay, there's a little Miss Brooke. Okay, thank you, Brooke. You did the right thing there. Thank you. Appreciate that. I asked her to put her column up there, and she did. She put it right up there, so there you go. So you can go see her column, Friends Don't Let Friends Vote Democratic. Now, keep in mind that the progressive left liberal socialists are still trying to actively, fundamentally transform America. That's been their goal ever since it was clearly stated by Barack Obama 10 years ago. That's been their goal, to fundamentally transform America. I don't want America transformed. I like America. It's the greatest country and a place to be. It's the only place I know down on the border where they're trying to climb over a wall to get into areas that are fenced in. How about that? Take that, AOC. But anyway, it is what it is. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to go to my friend Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota for your blinds, shades, or shutters. They also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. You can stop by the store and say hi to Jill and the gang. They're always very pleasant, always very friendly. And all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set yourself up for an appointment and find out how good Dominic's Blinds and Decor can be. Now, in case you hadn't heard, yours truly is going to be involved at the SOCOM 2019 Wounded Warrior Games. I've been asked to do some broadcasting, event announcing, there, I'll use the right term, at a number of the different events going on. Every day there'll be different events. I'll start out Saturday over at the golf event at the Eagles Golf Club, and then Sunday I'll be doing something different, Monday something different, so on and so forth. Every day I'll be at a different location, and I'll tell you where it is I'm going to be and what I'll be doing so that you'll know if you want to come out and say howdy, howdy, you can do that. But the Warrior Games are free to attend. Come on out, support the Wounded Warriors. It'll bring tears to your eyes. It'll fill your heart with joy watching and seeing these people competing just the same way that any professional athlete would or anybody in an Olympics game would without having the impairments that these people have. They are certainly the best of the best when it comes to spirit and congeniality and dedication to your life and your country. That's the 2019 SOCOM Wounded Warrior Games. Alrighty, I got to run, but coming up, you got all kinds of programs starting out. By the way, special shout out, good morning, Scott James. Good morning, Scott James, up there and our affiliate in Jasper and Valdosta. And Eddie out there in Reno, hope you have a great day, Mr. Eddie. I'll be back tonight with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Have a great day, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.